DOD says it needs the data so it can make better decisions as it tries to keep the industries it depends on healthy. As defense budgets come down, the department is worried about losing the industrial capabilities it needs. Brett Lambert, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manufacturing and Industrial-Based Policy, says the Pentagon has pretty good insight into the health of the top-tier prime defense contractors, but those contractors are far from being the entire defense industrial base, and DOD wants to be able to act proactively to make sure companies that make critical products can survive.
I was charged when I came into the office, in essence, to get the department out of the role of firefighter, you know, waiting for a building to be on fire before we responded. There are a number of mechanisms, it's not just one, that we use. Program managers tend to have a good visibility, but it's a soda straw visibility. We do need greater insight, and I think what this administration has been pursuing through various initiatives like the S2T2, the sector by sector, is to gain insight before we dictate oversight. We need better data at that second and third tier level before we can make these decisions.
The S2T2 is the DOD's sector by sector, tier by tier repository of data on the health of the defense industry. To build it, they're gathering data from the soda straws of all their program managers, surveying individual companies, and bringing in contracting experts from each of the military services.
And we're putting all of that information together in a data set that then will become the repository for the department and a basis for which to allow not just individual assessments of the health of the industrial base, the gross anatomy of the industrial base, but also help us as we go through this next chapter of mergers and acquisitions and consolidation so that we understand what it is we're actually approving or having problems with from that very specific elements of the lower tiers.
For the survey effort, Lambert says they picked 5 programs in each industrial sector and tried to determine how many total contractors were involved in those programs. They found 25,000 companies. Lambert says getting insight into the subcontractors that DOD doesn't do business with directly will let it do a better job of making sure the entire industrial base is stable.
I'll give one example. Recently in the solid rocket motor industry, we have 2 providers. They do various things, but we have 2 prime providers. But both of those primes at a lower level, much lower than just their next tier, rely on a single sub-supplier. So propping up the 2 primes it might be easier because we have more visibility into it, would do little to alleviate the concerns we have at that sub-supplier level. So the real when we need to intervene in those areas, we try to adjust programs so that we can create sustainable rates of production that are in the best interest of the primes, but also in the best interest of the taxpayer over time.
As it tries to boost its understanding of the defense industrial base, Lambert says DOD is also trying to shift the way its prime contractors get compensated. He says over the past 10 years, a lot of vendors got comfortable with the idea that defense budgets would keep growing, and profit margins at defense contractors were healthy whether they were performing well for the government or not. That reality, he says, is about to end.
I think it would be hard to argue with the fact that when we had programs in trouble or were bleeding, we tended to cauterize that wound with money because we needed the program, we needed to get it fielded because it was important to the warfighter. And in that process, some discipline went out of the system. That was the entire point of Dr. Carter's Better Buying Power Initiative and the Efficiency Initiative, was to return that balance. So when we look at the financial ratios of the leading primes and some of the other defense companies, they grew quite substantially over this period of time, understandably, again. And there wasn't much differentiation. And I think what we're trying to restore now is a balance of rewarding with better profitability those companies which perform well, while making it clear to those who don't that the expected profitability that they may have had in past years it will not continue.
Nonetheless, Lambert says DOD wants to use the acquisition system to reward companies for performing well, not to punish them. He says the department worries that hurting the profit margins of its large contractors will filter down into lower tiers and threaten the viability of critical subcontractors. Lambert testified at a hearing before a special panel of the House Armed Services Committee that was set up to study the defense industrial base. Its members have been conducting field hearings outside Washington to hear from businesses, particularly small and medium businesses, about working with the Defense Department. Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster is the panel's chairman.
We get a sense out there when we're talking to in our field hearings with these smaller businesses, and even I think with the big tier one primes, there's a sense of hostility between DOD and contractors. The media does some of that, but I think the Department of Defense has some culpability in creating this tension when we've got to figure out a way to, you know, get work together. Can we solve this hostility problem? I mean, I think it's a huge hurdle, and that that we have to overcome. And I don't know if we can legislate to stop it if we got to break the culture somewhere at DOD to stop it.
Lambert says DOD is cognizant of that sense of hostility, and he says Pentagon leaders are working to fix it.
It's very much a culture, and I was surprised, frankly, when I came in. You know, I think what we've tried to do over the last few years is within the leadership explain very clearly that despite spending about $1.5 billion a day, we don't make anything. And without our industry partners, we can't field an army. And it really is trying to get that message out there that we need to better communicate, to be more transparent. And that's we send memos out to that effect, but the practical pushing that down is a real challenge within the department, and one that I have to give a lot of credit to both Dr. Carter and Frank Kendall. It doesn't get any press, but they spend as much time going internally to the buying commands, preaching that message of cooperation and working with industry to get best value for the taxpayer and warfighter than they do going to the companies themselves. And I think that's been, I've seen a tremendous change in just the last 18 months, but it's very much an internal process we're working through.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.